felt like my heart could just jump out because I was so scared. I was speaking to myself, why are you here? This is dangerous. This is not for you. This is not the person that you are. But I have to do my job. I went in and I did what I had to do. I grew up in Bontierville, Cape Town. It could be very dangerous. The gangsters and the shooting, you don't know when they might shoot. Mami, ek is terug. Moet mami bietjie koffie?
Asseblief.
Mami?
Yes.
3 seconde.
Asseblief. Dankie. We gaan dit nou by die pys.
As net daar 'n week, man, die stand-by. Waar die season begin ons om.
Ek het nooit gedink sy sal vye feit kon doen nie, omdat sy was 'n baie skaam kind, baie sag, nooit baie gepraat nie. Het jy alles ingepak?
Nog net my koets inpak.
Jou charger?
Jou charger.
Plak. Sy is die enigste een, enigste kind, wat so ver in die lewe gekom het. Ek is baie proud vir wat sy in die lewe achieve het so ver.
Ek het nooit geweet dat mami so vol oor my nie was. Ons net soms aan, mens praat jy wat jy goed, die like. We don't talk about it because we never get the chance to express how we feel or in that type of way. But it is, it maakt me very emotional om te weet dat mami so voel because ons het wel a bond wat baie tyd is, but ons het die gereeld van die week wat ek nou doen.
Is baie vast.
So, ja. When we first started, there was no uniforms designed for women. I remember when I had to do the fittings, and I put it on the pants, and then I was like, okay, must this pants be so big? Because I was keeping it in the one side coming out. So they said, no, we're just altering the sizes for the females. The Juliet crew is the only all-female firefighting crew in South Africa.
I didn't say.
Okay, ladies, we're gonna do the kit check. So I'll start with the radio. It's like a lifeline.
One.
Everyone have their helmets. Myself and Vuvo. We signed up to be a part of the Juliet crew together, the original Juliet team. We got very close at that time. Okay.
Can your head still fit there?
And your
big head now.
Your clipper can clip on.
How can the head go?
Useka. She's very outspoken. She is the opposite part of me, actually, because whatever needs to be said, she says it.
Me, I'm not Hong Kong. I'm real Makoya.
She always motivates me to wanting to speak or say what I have to say. We have been contracted to be on standby, so we won't be able to go home now. I'm not sure how long it will be. because we didn't get the roster yet. Might be 3 months.
When we're on standby, fire season, we just sit. Wake up in the morning, we dress up, obviously, and then
we just sit around and wait for a fire pool.
Sometimes it's boring because then you don't know what to do with yourself.
You know, the other day, I saw a lot of tortoises. And I always get to see a tortoise when I'm working. So I searched now, what does it mean? As a tortoise, it knows that it always has everything it needs within its shell. Like how I am, always in my own shell.
In African cultures, in ours, people believe having a tortoise, in the house, it brings luck. It chases away evil spirits.
So she's not going to be here at all this week.
Maybe next week she's
coming. Or maybe even next week she won't be here.
Yo. Our senior squad leader, she's at home. She did test positive for COVID, but she wasn't in contact with us this week. So we, we are safe. So it's either myself or Viseka that's going to stand in. So we just have to prepare ourselves for that. Hi! I miss for you, man. I miss you guys, that side, really. It's very a yellow different vibe here in as what I put the ice is.
We are not normal firewomen, but we are wildland firewomen. So as wildland firefighters, what we do is we work out in the mountains, securing the mountains and saving the mountains, saving animals.
That one was before. So what is the plan, Tara, now?
So we're going to hike up. It's just a fire drill. And then we're gonna find our way back to the vehicle again, okay? So I will take the lead on this one. But I do need your assistance in this.
You have to work together. Without your team, you can't go woman alone or man alone into the line.
We'll go all the way on the left flank. It's all still in order with the crew. Everyone's still doing good.
Still good, Taryn.
Okay. Everyone have enough water to drink?
Yes.
Being a firefighter, how it changed me. I actually started fighting fire with fire. I'd say. Fighting my own fire with fire. That's where it changed me because it opened my eyes and it showed me that I'm actually strong.
You ladies remember the fire we had in Jonkershoek? The one where we thought we were almost gonna die. Yeah, that was a hectic one. We had to literally lay down, the flames were above our heads.
We could see that stuff is coming onto us, we literally had to run because
the flames were following us. Yeah. We started hiking. We thought everything was out, but then the wind did something else, and it changed, and then it came back to us. We just saw light lit up again. I thought that we're gonna die here. Really, we were all panicking. We were we need to get out here.
All we knew is that we couldn't give up.
So that made us stronger, the time when we stood up as a team and we just started moving out. Yeah.
When I'm facing the fire, I'm the one in control. I take control of that fire because I'm the one that puts that fire out.
Oh,